My goal for the Successful Mind podcast is to continually provide you with amazing teachings and information that you can then use in your own life and business. For this reason, this year I'm going to be adding a very special show called What's the Truth? Each month, I'm going to select one person to be a guest on my show who would like help seeing what's really going on with a problem or challenge that they've been struggling with. My goal is to help this person uncover a hidden blind spot that's been keeping them from the success that they desire. If you'd like to be considered as a guest for this show, please text TRUTH to 469-447-7775. Again, text TRUTH to 469-447-7775. Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. You know, one of the biggest misconceptions in the self-improvement, the professional development industry is the idea that what a person is experiencing in their life, a lot of literature says it's just an illusion. Even when, like, when they're in fear too, like the whole idea of false evidence appearing real, the acronym for fear. There's this contention out there that what a person is experiencing in their life, from a spiritual perspective, I should say. Definitely from a spiritual perspective. A lot of teachers say it's just an illusion, that life is an illusion. I think that that is a huge disservice and complete utter bullshit to tell people that. There's absolutely nothing productive that comes from it. So what am I supposed to do if it's an illusion? Should I just sit here and watch the illusion take my house and my health fall away? Like, what's an illusion? It's not an illusion. We're in this reality, and what I have found is more productive is basically this idea. The idea is that how do we accomplish what we want? That seems to be the question for a long time. People want to know, can I become more successful? How can I be richer? How can I be better health? How can I be better, in all different kinds of things? And the idea is I'm in this experience of my life, what is my reality, the results that I've gotten, the mistakes that I've made, the desire that I have to do something very different. How do I create that? What do I grab onto for a belief system? What do I grab onto for knowledge? What do I grab onto for inspiration, that type of thing? And the idea is that there is a truth out there that encompasses more than just what we experience. So that's what I want to do today, is I want to break this down for people so that it's actually something beneficial that they can work with that will help them. If we study things like universal principles, the laws of the universe, the laws of spirit, the laws of thinking, we come up with some very factual evidence that both applies to the spiritual world and to the physical world. It's both applies to the religious world and the scientific world. We call that the laws of the universe. There's seven of those basic laws. I'll just rattle them off. So you got the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. That allows us to bring a non-form into a form and back again. So, like, I generally tell people, think about how water never really goes anywhere. It's here. It's just in different forms. You have it in a physical form, it evaporates, it turns into an air, ether, or gas. It's in a non-form, it condenses, goes back to a physical form, comes back down to Earth. And it keeps recycling this process over and over again. Well, life cycles through that process over and over again. Ideas also cycle through this process. We have an image in our mind. That is in a non-physical form. We back that image up with action. What are the actions that I need to take to create that image? We come up with those actions. We create an action That action then creates a result. The result is either equal to the image that we're holding, the desired result that we want, or it's not. Make adjustments, do it again. Ultimately, what do? We create the light bulb, we create the automobile, we create the rocket, put a man on the moon, send satellites to Mars, like this type of stuff. Then we have the law of vibration, which basically says everything is in a constant state of motion. Nothing is still. Everything is vibrating, and it's vibrating at different frequencies. So as that pertains to the idea of thought, as we hold an image in our mind and we get emotionally involved in that image, we're operating on a thought frequency and we're operating on an energetic frequency. Those frequencies are either going to be in harmony with what we want in life, or they're not going to be in harmony with what we want in life. So everything that we want is also on a frequency. If we think about, I say I want to be rich, or I say I want to build a billion-dollar company, or I say I want a great relationship. Those things that allow us to do that, the information that allows us to do that, is on a frequency. And we want to get our thoughts in harmony with the ideas that will come into our life that are on that frequency, very much like a radio station, right? So if I think negative thoughts in my mind, I'm programming my mind to notice negative things. I will see negative things in my reality, and I will act on those negative things as the only idea that's in my reality, because I don't know how to follow truth versus my reality. So I'll give you the rundown on the rest of them. So we have the law of vibration. Everything vibrates, nothing rests. Everything vibrates on a frequency. Then you have the law of relativity. Everything is relative, right? We live in a world of comparisons. Nothing is big or small unless we relate it to something next to it. And then that gives us the relative idea of what it is that we're actually examining. We have the law of gender. Law of gender states that there's male and female in everything, and it takes male and female to come together to create another life form. There's also male and female in ideas. There's male and female in the universe. There's male and female in nature. It's in everything. Then, we have the law of cause and effect. For every effect that we experience, there is a cause. And as we find out what the cause of the things are that we want in our life, and we become that cause or do that cause, we will create that effect. It's an absolute certainty. It's not a maybe. It's not an if. It's not a, it's when is it going to happen? That's the only thing that comes into that. And when falls under the law of gender, by the way, because it's gender and also incubation period. How long does something from the inception of a cause take to receive the effect? Okay. Then we have the law of polarity, which is the law that I like to play with the most, because the law of polarity is the one where we're bringing in the idea of the truth. So you can either write this down on a sheet of paper, you can draw it out, or you can visualize it in your mind if you're driving, whatever. Don't close your eyes. but here's the idea. The idea is that there's this overall arching truth in the universe. And whenever we're experiencing something in our life, what we're experiencing is real. It's totally real. It's our reality, but it's only a snapshot in time, based on what our mind can see and comprehend and give meaning to in a moment. That does not make it true. It just makes it a reality. So let's use money for this example. If I have a certain amount of money that I'm making every year, that is the reality at that point in time in my life. Now, if I was to draw out money as far as truth goes, I would draw a straight line, a straight horizontal line. And in the center of that line, I would write the word abundance. So everything, we live in a universe of abundance. That's an overarching truth around these things, the things that we need. There's an abundance. On one side of the line, I would write the extreme of that, which is wealth. The other side of the line, the other extreme, would be poverty. Depending on how much I'm earning or not earning, I would fall in between those two extremes on some level. Wherever I would be on that level, I would look at it as, okay, here's the reality of where I am now. But I can't get out of that reality by only looking at the reality. I need some outside information that's going to allow me to then shift to a different reality in my life. So if I'm in the poverty section of this reality and I want to get to the wealth section, I need to, number one, know that the well section exists and know that it exists for everybody, not just special people or smart people or gifted people or people that know other people or honest people or crooked people. Like it has to exist for everybody so that I can get myself into the dynamic of thinking about how do I move from my reality to a different reality of wealth that I want to experience. Then I'm going to get into the other law, which is the law of cause and effect. What is the cause that is going to cause me to move from my reality to a completely different reality? But the focus of today's teaching is basically this, that where people get stuck is in that perception of their reality as they're experiencing it from a psychological viewpoint, from a viewpoint of that's what their experience is. So it's really happening in their life. They're not making it up. It's actually happening. They have the whatever is happening has an effect on them. Like there is a responsibility that a person has within their reality to do something. It's different for every person, but they have to do something. They have to deal with it. It's their life. And then there's the meaning that we give it. And probably perhaps more than anything else, T, is that the meaning that we give something determines how long we stay there and if, in fact, and when we actually move out of that reality to create another reality for ourselves. When we're looking at this little sliver in time that we call our reality, the understanding that we need to begin to move us out of that reality is to understand that that is just a reality that we're experiencing in the moment. It is not the overarching truth of the whole situation. So how do we get there? Like, let's talk about how do we get to this truth? However you look at it, whether you look at it as God, a higher power, the universe, energy, whatever you want to call it, there is something beyond our own intelligence. There's an intelligence in the universe. So you call it whatever you want. I call it God. You call it whatever you want. That intelligence brings in a truth about everything, an overarching truth. It is within that truth. So let's back up a little bit. That truth, we would say, is created completely or as a whole, W-H-O-L-E. Everything is created complete. So the mind, the human mind, has an intellect. And the intellect gives us the ability to see fractions or to see parts of things. Our mistake that we make is that we make the part the whole, and it's not. It's just a part. But when the part becomes the whole territory, when it becomes the whole of something, we get into believing the only information that we can believe at that time is the information that the part, that little piece of reality that we're experiencing, is communicating to us. And that's a very dangerous thing, because then we make decisions based on just that information and we can't move out of it. We stay right there. We can slide back and forth within the slight parameters of that reality, but it becomes very difficult for us to bust out on any major level. We have to be willing to understand what is the whole of this, not just my reality, but what is the whole truth? What is all of the information that I need in order to break out of this scenario in my life so I can totally create something new? And also understand that when, you know, prior to age of 7, our mind is programmed like the hard drive of a computer pretty much. That is the information we're generally drawing on when we're looking at a reality. So we have a situation that happens in our life, whatever it is, whatever circumstance a person finds themselves in, whatever result they find themselves getting in their life. And they look at that situation, and the information that they're drawing on is the information that taught them how to think about the circumstances in their life prior to the age of 7, when we didn't have the ability to reject anything. Now, occasionally, we'll bring other information in, but it's information that kind of lets us move laterally, so to speak. We don't make big jumps. We make stair step out of our ignorance a little bit. But most people don't make huge jumps in their life. Especially not in short periods of time. There may be a big difference between where they were born and how they were born and where they ended up. but it didn't happen fast, and it happened over a long period of time. It was an incremental process. So they got a little piece of information. They had to get comfortable with that information. They acted on that information. They got a little bit different result. It may have been good or bad. They adjusted to it. Then they acted a little bit more, and it was a process over a period of time. But then you have other people that come into the world, and they're in one reality in their life, and you watch them over a short period of time. They move mountains, like they extraordinary success in a relatively short period of time. And I say relative because we're comparing it to how fast have I achieved success? Have I achieved success? How long have I been thinking about it? I'm watching other people do the same thing. It's all comparable to something. And then we use that to bring some kind of meaning to, well, usually it's whether or not we're good or not, whether how good we are at being whatever it is that we want to be. The idea would be that we back off of that a little bit. And we back off of it and we allow a fuller, more stable, complete truth to come into our life before we actually make a different decision. Because now I can make a much more educated decision because I'm going to bring in more and more and more of the truth. And the truth is that the extremes of everything exist and we fall generally somewhere in the middle of those extremes. But the idea is that where we fall, where we see ourselves in that reality, that we don't use the reality to define who we are. If we use the reality to define who we are, then it's almost like saying, well, I need my reality to shift before I can make any kind of shift. And that's absolutely not true. It starts the other way around because I'm the cause. The reality I'm finding myself in is the effect. So if I want to change the effect, I need to change the cause, which is me. If I'm going to change the cause, I have to have more information to work with than just what I'm experiencing in this little bit of reality that I'm actually living in. Next problem that shows up is that people become extremely attached to all the different things that are in their reality. And it's like we inherently know if we do something that is vastly different than the reality that we've been in for most of our life, that the people and the things that we say that we love, they won't be in harmony with this giant step that we want to take into a completely different reality. And that we'll have to leave a lot of those behind. Well, sometimes that's true. Sometimes that's very, very true. And sometimes it's not as true as we think it might be. It really all depends on a person's life and who those people are and how accepting they are of you living a life that is designed by you that does not include them. What does that mean? Well, what it means is that I believe everybody here has a purpose. And that purpose is unique to the individual. But the purpose is between them and God. Like, it's not between you and your mother, or you and your father, or you and your brother, or you and your sister, or you and your husband, or you and your wife, or anybody else on the planet. It's between you and God. And that is where your accountability to your purpose should lay, in whatever your belief about God or higher power or reason for being here belongs. Nobody else can understand your purpose to the level that you do because they're not getting that purpose from God. They've got something else they have to deal with in their life. Many people don't even think about their life as far as a purpose goes. All they know is that they need to get up and do certain things every day so that they can survive, so that they can exist, so they can take care of their families. It's fine for them. Not making anybody wrong here. You can live whatever life you want to live. And as you become aware of things that you could do, the reason you're becoming aware of them is because you're being pulled toward the thing that is your purpose in life, the thing for you to do. You have to be able to see outside of the reality that is your life up to that point in order to be able to do it. Something has to come in that says you have the ability, you're good enough, you could, in order for you to be able to move. If that information doesn't come in, then the only thing that we can pull from is the reality in the past. And the only thing that can happen out of that is we stay the same or we beat ourselves up with shame and guilt, making ourselves wrong for even desiring wanting to do something that would move ourselves forward. So let's step back just a little bit here. Everybody has to realize what you're experiencing. I don't care how good it is. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how mediocre it is. It doesn't matter where on the scale you are. It is only your reality. It is not the entire truth. I don't know that it's possible for somebody to experience the entire truth simultaneously. We can only take in so much as human beings, and we can take in quite a bit in comparison to a lot of different things. But the idea is that we're really looking at, here's my reality. I'm not my reality. I'm in my reality. Very important distinction to make, because we have to be able to really think about, if I want to go somewhere, I can't be where I am and go somewhere different. I just can't do that. There's no way. I can't think the same way. I can't be the same way. I can't study the same things. I have to bring in different information and become something different to be able to move. So in order for that to be true, there must be something else there. You wouldn't have a desire for something else if there wasn't something else there. You have to be able to follow it, though, because that desire that we experience, even though it's in our reality, it's giving us a direction. It's telling us, go this way. Go talk to that person. Go investigate this. Go learn about that. Move to this part of the country. Go visit that part of the world. Go do something different. It's pulling us into, it's attempting to pull us into a different version of the reality where we can actually make a decision to do something different, to be something different, to learn something different. And we have to follow it, you know, like the old texts say, follow the quiet voice within that's telling you which way to go, not the noise in your head that's made up of all the people that raised you that are barking in your ear telling you that you can't do something. You've got to find that internal guidance within yourself that's pointing you in a direction. And what's important to know in that scenario is that very, very often when we look at that quiet voice, when that voice is saying, be, do, or have something vastly different than where you are, very often we bring in another critical voice that says, that's just fucking ridiculous. Like, you can't do that from where you are. Who do you think you are? You're not good enough. And we look for all the verifications of why we cannot actually move forward in a direction that we want to go, but actually be held back by the ideology that is running around in our mind. Understanding this, though, does something that helps bring the mind free, because when you know that there's more out there than just the reality that you're experiencing, you begin to go on a search, you go on a journey for what it is that you're looking for in the world to verify that it's true, that there's something else there. I remember the first time back in 1993 when I went to a Tony Robbins seminar, I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked because I didn't know that there were that many positive people on the planet that were looking to go in a specific direction. Like, I really didn't. It was a very bizarre experience because, number one, it was a culture shock. Number two, my soul was like screaming, yes, this is an amazing place. Look at all these people that want to go do something different with their life. And then there was the other part of me that was going, you don't belong here. These people aren't for you. This is not the place that you're supposed to be. But fortunately, I followed where my soul was pulling me, which was go in this direction. This is completely new. And find out as much about this as you possibly can. And then that was the direction that I actually went down. But it's interesting because prior to going, I was stuck in my reality of how do I get there? And I never let that stop me. I was in that reality. Where am I going to come up with the money for this? How am I going to come up with a plane ticket to get there? How am I going to pay for the hotel? How am I going to pay for my food? I didn't have any of that stuff at the time. But I didn't let my reality stop me. I started thinking beyond my reality as to what was possible, and I stepped into doing things that I never thought that I would do before in order to become resourceful to find the necessary things that I needed to move from one reality to another. And really, the truth was, it was just a decision. It was a decision to go do something that my heart was calling me to do, regardless of what other people thought that were around me. And there were some people around me that knew about what I was doing, and they were not supportive. They laughed at me. They thought it was a joke. They thought I was being conned, and they were very like sympathetic with me in a way, like, oh, silly David, look what he's doing now, right? When the truth was, was that, yeah, I was searching in a lot of different directions and I was running up against a lot of brick walls, but I was not content for the reality that I was living in to be the ultimate reality of my life. I knew, I inherently knew, like instinctively knew there was another truth and I needed to go on a journey in order to find that truth or find somebody that could explain it to me. I think we all know that inherently, but it takes courage to step outside of the reality that we're in, to step into another version of that so that you could hear something completely different that'll give you more options to move out of the reality that you stay stuck in. Because the truth is that most people stay stuck in that damn reality or something close to it all their life. They don't actually get out. And I'll just leave everybody with this part here. Understand, no matter what your situation or circumstances in your life, there is a bigger truth than what you're experiencing. But you have to get in touch with that truth, either through finding somebody that can explain it to you or finding it on your own. Know that it exists. And here's the other thing. It exists in the same time, in the same place that you're in right now, but it's a different version of the reality that you're in. I know that that's hard to comprehend, but once you start doing it, you find that everything is connected, right? It's one thing connects you to another, but you have to start making the decision to step out into a different reality to begin with. And that's where we're fighting our fear. That's where we're fighting our insecurity. That's where we're fighting what other people think we should do or what we shouldn't do. And we're having the courage to say, I'm taking my life in my own hands. I am going to explore this for myself. But what I guarantee for people is that if you start to understand the concept, listen to this 1,000 times. If you start to understand this concept, that there's more to what exists around you right now than the reality that you're experiencing, and it's ready for you to step into it. The moment you start to become aware of it, we become aware of it by our heart is pulling us in a different direction, then what we have to do is see it and begin to step into it. And it starts with a decision. Reality shifts from one reality to another in the form of opportunity. Opportunity will show up almost like the Einstein-Rosen bridge, like a wormhole, and it'll allow you to move from one place to another very, very quickly. But only when you make a decision to step into the opportunity fully. You have to be willing to do that. And the opportunity always meets you at one step above where you are now. That means that it will challenge what's a challenge for you already. And as you overcome that challenge, you will step into that different reality. And the great thing about it is that everybody has the ability to do that. They just have to be willing to chase that or to face that challenge. And when we do that, then we literally change the success that we're having in any area of our life. And it can be done instantaneously. And it can be done right now. If you're listening to this, there's things in your life that you're not seeing as opportunities. You're seeing them as things that you can't do when actually they're the bridge that'll take you from one reality to the next. That's the way it is. Like I said, listen to this thing 100 times, listen to it 1,000 times. You'll start to see things that you never saw before, and it'll allow you to move from one place to the other. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.